Abby Chin, Celtics sideline reporter for NBC Sports Boston, is with us on the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline.
Right.
Abby, all right, talk to us here. If our listeners here in Denver, you know, we see the Celtics from time to time on national TV, but we're not like grinding over Boston Celtics games like we are the Nuggets game. So tell our listeners, what makes this team the special and dominant regular season team that it's been?
Kristaps Porzingis is the simple answer there. He is the biggest difference on this team. I mean, literally at 7'3", but then figuratively as well from the group a year ago and the same foundational group that has made 4 out of the last 5 Eastern Conference Finals teams. But Kristaps Porzingis has changed so much for the Celtics. And then you have to account for the continued growth and ascension of the Jays in Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Those guys have been dominant. And when you have two wings like that, at that size, the versatility of this Celtics team, 1 through 6, is just, I think, something that's really hard for a lot of teams to handle, particularly in the regular season.
Now, Abby, the Denver Nuggets during crunch time are really, really good. And I know the Celtics can be as well, but do the Celtics have a crunch time problem?
Are you guys in Boston or Denver? I think that's the biggest question that's going on back home today as well. I feel like the Nuggets and the Celtics have relatively equal records when you look at crunch time. The difference at the moment is the Celtics have not been in many crunch time games yet this season and really haven't at all lately. They have been blowing teams out of the water. That game against Cleveland on Tuesday was their first crunch time situation since February 11th.
Wow.
So I think you could argue they could be a little rusty, but I do agree that it is, as Jaylen Brown told us this morning at Shootaround, it is an area of growth for this group and an area of growth for the coaching staff as well in learning how to deal with those situations, what plays work best for them. But I also, and you guys know this better than many teams across the league, is that the goal is to get the ball into your best player's hands. And that's what they do. It's a matter of Jason Tatum coming through. And that has been the situation really for the past few years.
We're talking with Abby Chin, who's a Celtics sideline reporter for NBC Sports Boston. Yeah, you're right, Abby, and we gave these numbers earlier in the show. There's this idea that the Nuggets are just the greatest crunch time team of all time, and the Celtics stink at it. But in crunch time games, which are defined by 5 minutes or less in the game within 5 points, the Nuggets are 20-11, and the Celtics are 18-9. It's almost the exact same winning percentage. But let me ask you, Abby, who's the best player on the floor tonight?
Ooh, good question. And I'm glad we're not in Boston. I mean, you can't argue Nikola Jokic. He is a 2-time MVP, probably should have won 3. So I think that's fair. I do think when you look at the rest of the Celtics roster and the depth that they have and the experience across that group, you can argue the sum is greater than the parts when you look at a Boston Celtics team. But yes, I will give you Jokic.
All right, Abby, the narrative right now is we're seeing a preview of the NBA Finals. Is this true?
I hope so. I think that anything less for the Celtics is an abject failure, and their owner, Whit Grosbeck, has said as much. So for the Celtics side, I am going to assume that they will be there. And I do think the Nuggets, what we've seen from them, and I'm not going to vote against the defending champs until I'm proven wrong. So I do believe this is a preview, and I'm excited for it. And I think there are so many matchups, one-on-one matchups, but then also the coaching matchup and, you know, the chess game that will be in a 7-game series. I think it would be so much fun.
We're chatting with Abby Chin here, Celtics sideline reporter for NBC Sports Boston. We won't keep you too much longer, but I am curious, like, what's the bigger story in town right now? Because I remember a year ago, that was a Bruins town. I mean, holy smokes. I talked to some of my friends in Boston. They're like, the Bruins are the biggest thing in town. The Bruins are having another fabulous season. Have the Celtics overtaken them?
Yes. Yes. And you're right. Typically, in the past, it has been the Patriots number one as far as attention and conversation. And then you get the Red Sox, and then the Bruins, and then the Celtics. But as with any good sports town, winning matters. And the Celtics, the way they've been playing, the dominant style, and the fact that they've been playing Celtics basketball, where they're moving the ball. Guys are sacrificing, but they're also winning games with defense and hard-nosed, blue-collar basketball, and the fans appreciate that. So they do get some help from the fact that the Patriots are in a very bad place at the moment, trying to work their way out. The Red Sox as well are pretty down at the moment. So, yes, the Celtics have assumed that pedestal, and now it is up to them to take that, win a championship, get a duck boat parade, and bring home banner number 18.
Oh, awesome stuff. Abby Chin, Celtics sideline reporter for NBC Sports Boston. Hey, real quick, Abby, do you have Colorado connections? Did you go to see the barn?
I do. Hey. Yes, absolutely. I grew up here. I went to elementary school in Littleton, South Jeffco area. Okay. I moved to Phoenix for high school, but then I came back. I graduated from CU, and I interned. I just saw Vic Lombardi at Shoot Around this morning. I interned at CBS 4 for like 3 semesters. So.
And
at KOA Radio, which this isn't KOA, right?
No, it's not. And you're chatting with Phil Lindsay, the all-time yards leader from scrimmage at CU Boulder. So this is
amazing. Yep. No, Boulder connections. Now we get to watch Derek White tonight.
Yes, that's right. Hey, real quick, a quick prediction on tonight's game.
I'm going to go... I can't bet against the Celtics. I think this is really interesting. Both of these teams coming off of losses that are going to sit with them for a little while. And then also taking into account what happened in Boston. And I know how well Jokic and Jamal Murray particularly play in these big spots. But when the Celtics are locked in from the jump, and we saw what that looked like against the Golden State Warriors on Sunday, I'm not betting against the Green.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. Great stuff, Abby. Glad that you're having so much success there in Boston as the C sideline reporter, and continued success. Appreciate your time here.
Thank you guys very much.
All right, there she goes, Abby Chin. See you. We had no idea this was the case till like five minutes ago.
It's crazy.